time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson. Nerd
Up! Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, kind of doing it alone this time. The other guy's just hard to get a hold of. You know how these holidays are. Last year, it was frustrating from Thanksgiving all the way through to Memorial Day almost. So it gets we can't always get together. But I'm not really alone because I've got a very interesting concept that we'll be talking about here. And some very interesting people that brought this concept out. And that, of course, is J.D. Lunt and Kelly Swan. They are co-editors and art directors for a project called When I Returned. Now, this kind of hits near and dear to me in that I'm being a veteran. I'm always interested in veterans' goings-on. So, I mean, I'm in the honor guard at the VFW. Everything I can do to help. In fact, today we did a remote broadcast at the radio station, helping out, getting stuff sent to soldiers. You know, basically they were collecting boxes. They're going to send care packages. And I told them they got to send some to the Navy too, because that's where I was. So, so I had to do that. But anyway, I do everything I can. And I ran across this, comic book actually in a VFW magazine and, very interesting article. So I said, I have got to talk to these guys. So, JD, Kelly, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Now, you guys, basically, you're with the Center for Cartoon Studies. Is that where you guys are?
That's where we started off.
Okay.
We're both graduates.
Oh, wow.
Of the Center for Cartoon Studies.
Okay, so that's where you started. That's how you got connected on this. Well, let me ask you right off the top here, JD, I'll go with you. What started the whole process? Basically, well, let me tell you about people what this book is. It's veterans' stories. And I have a hard time with, especially after reading one of the stories, with saying transitioning back into real life, so to speak. Because I know there's a story in there that hits it perfectly. In fact, it's called Transition, or so I have to talk about that in a minute. There is no transition. That's what the story was. And it's like, I think that hit the nail on the head, because it's not really a transition. It's just like an acceptance. I don't know. There's another good word for it in the book, but I'm not going to spoil it for you. JD, that's what you got these veterans to tell these stories about when they came back. What got started on that idea?
Okay. So, and Kelly, please feel free to jump in at any moment. The school, the Center for Cartoon Studies, which is a grad program in White River Junction, Vermont. It's a cartooning grad program where you learn everything about the comics industry as well as how to make comics. The school got a grant through the NEA. James Sturm, the director of the school, had been volunteering with veterans at the local VA hospital and got a grant to bring cartoonists into the local VA, talk to veterans, and make comics out of it. And Kelly and I were both really, really interested in this, and we'll both go into that more, but we kind of showed a lot of interest and enthusiasm for doing this project, and that got us to be tapped as editors for the project.
What made you want to go to a school to learn how to do cartoons?
Well, I used to work in mental health, and I worked with severely emotionally disturbed youth, and long story short, I got physically assaulted by one of the kids I worked with, and through that and some other things that happened at the job, developed a very serious case of PTSD. Hmm. After a lot of therapy, it became clear that I was no longer going to be able to continue my career in mental health, and through a lot of encouragement from my wife, I would apply to the Center for Cartoon Studies and maybe go into comics if I got in. I was not too nervous about it because I knew I wouldn't get in, but then I got in.
Well, what about you, Kelly? What got you into this process?
Well, I when I went to college, I knew I was going to do art, and I had this great graphic design professor who asked me, well, Kelly, you know, are you going to be a multimedia graphic designer, fine arts major? So I said, well, not multimedia. I like paper. I like, you know, using paper art, you know, but I'm not sure about the other ones. And he said, well, fine arts, you know, graphic design, someone comes to you with a problem, you solve it. Fine arts, you come up with a problem, you solve it yourself. Graphic design, you get a job. Fine arts, you teach. And my mom's a teacher. I know what that entails. So I went into graphic design.
Okay.
7 years later, after college, I'd been working at a newspaper for 7 years. I got laid off because, you know, newspapers, but I got rehired in a different position at the same newspaper, and I wanted to tell people stories. I love drawing. I've been drawing since I can remember. But, you know, I played it safe with graphic design in a way because I wanted to, you know, have a job. But right. When I found the school, it just, you know, it's like, well, people make it work. People, you know, this is a community where I can go and learn, you know, how to make it work. So that's how I got into the school.
Okay.
And it was a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, really, listening to the name of that Center for Cartoon Studies, I mean, that sounds like, okay, we're all comic book nerds here on the podcast. That just sounds like a dream come true for us, you know? It's like, hey, we're going to study cartoons and comic books, graphic novels, stuff like that. Why not?
You should see the library. You should just check out the library.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. So, I don't know about you, Kelly, but there's few things in the world I miss more than that library.
Well, over 15,000 volumes, right, I think?
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Of just cartoons?
Almost all comics.
Oh, man. That would not be a bad situation to be in. Now then, after, you know, during the school or with the school, you got involved with this, working with the local VA hospital, getting their stories. Whose idea was this to get these guys to tell their stories?
The idea really came about with James Sturm just wanting to get veterans and cartoonists in a room together and just start talking and connecting. And once we started doing that, the next step just seemed like interviewing whoever wanted to be interviewed and using the skills we were learning at the school to tell people stories. And, you know, because we barely knew people when we first started doing the interviews, so we didn't know even what kind of stories we were going to be telling. We were just hanging out and talking to people who were connected to the same tiny town in Vermont that we were.
Basically, you came out with this, the book. I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to describe the cartoon work inside it, the artwork inside. It's not like, okay, it's definitely not a superhero novel. It doesn't have that, or graphic novel.
No.
It has a little bit of playful artwork to it. It's got a great mix of different art styles throughout the whole thing. In fact, there's a couple of them that just totally grabbed my eye, and I just didn't expect it to see that type of artwork with this type of story, but it made it work. And did you have different artists creating these stories?
Yeah, we did. One of the things I love about comics is the way that everybody puts marks on a page mm-hmm. is as unique as the way that anybody tells their own story or whatever. So being able to pair different artists with different people's stories kind of helped highlight the uniqueness of everybody's experience. And basically we had, everything was volunteer on both sides. If mm-hmm. we had a list of veterans who wanted to tell their stories, and there was a list of cartoonists who wanted to tell veteran stories. And we just kind of matched people up and had them do their interviews. And I feel like the diversity of art style really is a strength of this anthology, in that there wasn't really a house style so much as a way of using individual cartoonists' work as an entryway into the individuality of the veteran experience.
Well, Kelly, how did you decide which artist got to go to different story, which story?
Well, I think it was a couple of, so like James and I worked on, or Judy and I worked on the same comic. He wrote it and I drew it, and we connected the first, we had a couple of events where the veterans and the artists, we met each other. And we both really connected to the same veteran mm-hmm. and got to talk to him. So people who had connected with a veteran, we kind of paired them up. But I think everybody else was kind of like, well, this person's interested, this person's interested. Let's get them together.
Okay. it really works out well, because it seems like each person, maybe it just turned out that way, you know, serendipity. I was trying to figure out whether it was planned and on your parts. And but every single story, the artwork just goes so well with it. I was not bored at any moment during reading this book. And that's one of the things. If you got and with different stories in a graphic, well, a graphic memoir, not a graphic novel, because these are true stories, with that type of artwork, matching the stories, it's just one of the things. You got to keep people's attention, and you got different artwork style, different art styles, and different stories. Of course, you got a couple World War II vets. Is that right? I'm trying to think. I know there's a Vietnam vet, and I think there's a Korean vet. I have to go through the stories again. It's been a little bit since I've read it. It's just it's a great diversity of stories that need to be told. And these veterans, apparently they opened up. I mean, there's one definite one. You guys know which one I'm talking about. I don't want to spoil it. I want people to buy this and read it themselves. But there's one that just totally, you know, it shocks me. It's like, holy cow, you know, and people, you know, even if you don't even know a veteran, you need to read these stories. So how can people get a hold of this book?
Currently, it's available on Gumroad. If you go to Gumroad, which is a PDF download mm-hmm. service for comics, and you put in When I Returned, it'll take you right there. And you can, it's available for donation. And we are working on reprinting hard copies of this book once the new book drops as well. So there'll be more hard copies in the future. But currently the easiest way to get hold of it is online through Gumroad.
Yeah, I looked at it as like, well, what would I pay for a comic book? Oh, easily $3.99, $4.99. No problem with this, you know. And trust me, it's worth your investment if you go there, check it out, download this book. Now, you just teased something here. You said the next edition or what?
Oh, yes. We are currently working on a new anthology that's going to focus on the experience of women veterans at the White River Junction VA Hospital.
Interesting.
In Vermont. Yeah, I'm really excited about getting to do this story or these stories because unfortunately with the first volume, everybody was volunteer and we were working on a very tight time schedule. And it just so happened that we ended up not having any women in the first anthology. And after we had finished that, there was a lot of interest from women after they saw what the book looked like to share their stories. So we are now working on a second volume that should be coming out in April of next year.
Okay, I look forward to that. Women's stories, there's a world of difference there. I mean, I know, coming back as a Gulf War veteran, that things were a little bit different for us than there were others. In fact, one of the things, I was talking to a person today when we were doing this, collecting gifts to send over to veterans during the holidays. Anyway, I was like, you know, when I was in the Navy, it didn't seem like it was like huge support for veterans. You know, it's like, we came back and it was like, big deal. Now, since 9/11, there's a whole patriotic movement going on where it's like, you know, everybody loves the veterans now. Let me tell you, working in some of these towns, these military towns, they didn't like us. They did everything they could to try to keep us out. And that's one of the stories. That's what I expected from these stories.
And
I kind of got that from some of them. It's like, yeah, it's not always a smooth move whenever you come back into real life, so to speak. And you guys did it very well in this. And now the women's stories, again, I can imagine. I mean, I know what I went through. I can just only imagine what could have happened, what the stories are. So I'm anxious to see this and this one. You said by April of next year?
Yeah, April of next year, we will definitely get you more information on that once things are firmed up. So you can check that out as well. But yeah, April of next year is when the book's going to go to print. And that one's actually going to be coming out through the VA. We got a grant through a VA organization. It was the VA Innovators Network, and the VA itself is going to be printing and distributing this book, and it's actually going to go to a copy of it's going to go to every VA in the country.
Make sure it goes to some of the VA hospitals because their magazines are way out of date, and I'd love to have one.
Yeah, it's going to go to every single one.
Okay, good, because I'd love to be able to read that rather, you know, something like this rather than those old outdated magazines.
Oh, those are the worst when you sit down and you're like, you want to thumb through something and you're reading a review of the Doctor Strange movie or something.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. I saw. Okay. Exactly. And so this right here would be a perfect.
I saw that months ago, man.
Yeah. This right here would be a perfect thing because it's not dated. I mean, the stories are dated from a certain time period, of course, but I think the overall message throughout some of these definitely needs to be heard anytime. So, I got to tell you, I mean, you probably could tell by the way I talked about the story itself, but there is no transition story in this book. That one is the one that I like the best. I'm not going to say that you guys, your story, Kevin's story, that written by you two, I'm not going to say it was any worse or anything else. There's nothing bad about any of the stories. That one just kind of grabbed me. It was more emotional for me, I think. Don't know why, but you guys have a story that you wrote in it specifically. Can you talk about that real quick?
We met Kevin at the first event we had, and well, he said what he said in the comic about, well, you know, he was kind of on the outside, mm-hmm. looking, you know, and everybody was telling their stories to people and or talking, and so I saw he was kind of, he was sitting in a chair and he was drumming on his lap, and I like drums, so I was like, oh, hey, you're drumming. So we just started talking, mm-hmm. and he was very, you know, his story, as he said, well, it's not a veteran story. I mean, I'm a veteran, but it's not what happened in the, while he was in the service. And it's like, but it's still, you know, it's his story.
Right.
So we were just very honored to get a chance, not only to tell a story, but when he read it, his response was everything we could ask him.
Oh, more nice. How many of the veterans got to see their stories? Did they all get to see them?
Yes, they've all seen their stories.
Okay, because it's like,
and I think they were all pleasantly surprised at how it came out. I mean, it's quite a proposition to go like, okay, we are cartooning students, we're just learning to make comics. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a grad school, so we have experience, but we're learning to make comics. Can you talk about one of the most complex, difficult experiences of your life and let us loose with that? Was kind of, they were very, very brave to go ahead with that. And we were very fortunate that the book came out as well as it did, mostly because of their candor and us wanting to rise to the level of artistry that met with what they were willing to share with us.
That's one thing. I know that you talk to veterans hanging out at the VFW or anything. They're not afraid to tell their story. They just want somebody to listen. And sometimes you'll hear the boasting stories, but other times you may hear a nice little poignant one that it's like it just completely surprised you. And I'm glad you guys got to capture some of that in this book, because, like I said, it needs to be told. And sitting around the VFW, not everybody in the world gets that experience. So they need to hear these stories. And so once again, how's the best way to get a hold of this comic or this graphic memoir?
Easiest way to get hold of it is at Gumroad, Gumroad. Just go Google Gumroad and type in When I Returned, which is the name of the anthology, mm-hmm. and that will get you there.
So now what is the title of the next one going to be?
That's a very good question. it hasn't been titled yet. Just like with When I Returned, we got that title through one of the things that one of the veterans said, and we're mm-hmm. going to go with that same process this time. And we haven't like the title was one of the last things we came up with, right, Kelly?
Yep, absolutely.
Nice.
I mean, that was really fun going through the book. trying to find what would make a good title.
It was
a fun experience.
They're going to be different artists this time around?
Some of the artists are going to be the same, and we're going to have some new people on it, and people will be in different combinations. Like this time I'm not writing a story with Kelly. Kelly's doing a story. It's kind of on her own and kind of with another artist, and that's going to be really exciting to see just how this one has its own unique fingerprints like the last book did.
Now, with you guys writing the one story and getting together and putting together these books, which one do you, okay, I'm going to each of you I want an answer from, but which do you prefer, the writing or the drawing?
Well, we both like both, don't we?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to separate.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I like doing the writing side of it insofar as drawing takes me a lot longer and I get very frustrated easily with my drawing.
Oh.
But at the same time, like it's kind of like which do you prefer, consonants or vowels, you know?
Good comparison. Yeah. I like that. Well, it'd be easy for me because I can't even draw a stick figure and make it look right. So the writing would be mine. So but that's only because I haven't developed the other. Or leave that up to you guys or people going to the Center for Cartoon Studies, which sounds so cool. I still want to go there. Again, from what you say, just to check out the library. So
you got to visit.
Oh,
I'm going to have to. I mean, the only problem is it's I'm stuck here in the Midwest in Illinois. So, all right. So once again, Center for Cartoon Studies is where you guys met. That's where this book got published from. It's called When I Returned. Definitely worth a read. It's got different veteran stories. There is so many different stories here that it really, one of them is going to hit you. And like I said, I've had one that perfect. I don't know why it summarized a lot of things for me. So you guys got to pick this up. And you guys, again, it's by donation. Is that correct?
Yes.
You just pick your price and, you know, what you think it was worth. And let me tell you, it's worth the price of a graphic novel. So I know those get a little pricey depending on how big they are, but at least look at it as the price of a comic book, you know, because it's definitely worth your while. I downloaded this thing and just, I actually have read it a couple times. It's just unique. One time I read it through just to get the stories. Then the second time I paid attention to the artwork with it. So I think that's the way I do comic books anyway. So I always have to do the story first and then get the artwork later. JD Lunt and Kelly Swan, they're here with us today. Thank you for joining us. One more time. Again, this is your chance to shine. What's the best way to get a hold of you and or get the book?
You can go to Gumroad to get the book and to look at some of my other work and probably at some point get an update on the new project. Mm-hmm. You can go to jdlunt.com. That's just the letter J, the letter D, LUNT.com.
And Kelly?
And I'm online at kellylswann.com, KellyLSwann.com, and just some little bits of different projects I'm working on.
Nice. Yeah, because it's always good to – I like the idea that you guys can keep us updated on when the next one comes out. And definitely get that going. So once again, thanks, guys, for joining me today. This has been perfect. Like I said, it hits home. Being a veteran, being a comic book lover, it just kind of melded perfect when I read the story. And I was like, I got to get a hold of these guys. I got to find out more. So, again, another one coming out. Hopefully next spring we'll see that. And we'll keep you posted here on the podcast. I'll also put a link to getting the book on the podcast page, you know, nerduppodcast.com. There are all sorts of ways you can support the podcast as well as support these guys. What I would recommend, normally I'd say, you know, send us a donation to the podcast for like the price of a comic. I'm going to say go to the Gumroad and get that book for the price of a comic. Donate to them, get that book, and you can worry about us later. So we can buy a t-shirt from us later or something. But anyway, thanks JD and Kelly for joining me this time around. And good luck and hope and look forward to more stuff in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. And that's it for the Nerd Up podcast this time around. I'm Gil T. Wilson. Don't forget, you can get a hold of me on Twitter @GilWilson. And as we like to say each and every week, stay nerdy. Nerd Up.